I was sifting through stacks of CDs the other day, hoping to find a gem. And after about 120 CDs or so, this appeared. From NPR Music, you're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. This is the music of AU, spelled with just the capital letters A and U. They're from Portland, Oregon. What made this record a winner for me was that it took me on a journey. There was joy and adventure. I'd never knew where it was going to go. One minute my head would be filled with a giant chorus, and then I felt like I was at a party in a circus tent with Terry Riley and Steve Reich. I've since listened to AU's CD called Verbs so many times, and I love it. This song is called RR vs. D. The music of AU from a CD called Verbs, and the song we played is called RR vs. D. The music of Bell comes from Olga Bell. Bell was born in Russia, grew up in Alaska, and studied music at the New England Conservatory in Boston. She had an affinity for writing music at a young age, including a four-hand piano suite when she was just 9. I have an EP here of songs that will make up her first full-length CD release. This song is called House Fire.
Bought some fireworks cause we're tired of Times Square. Anyway, the ants don't go exploding in the air. And we're not scared.
Bell is the singer and the songwriter. The drummer is Jason Nasri, and the song is called House Fire. Port O'Brien is the music of San Francisco Bay Area couple Van Pierzolowski and Cambria Goodwin, and some friends. Van Pierzolowski is the son of a fisherman, and in the summer months, he and Cambria spend their time at Kodiak Island on the south coast of Alaska. Van fishes for salmon, Cambria works in a bakery. Many of the songs are inspired from their Alaska work days, though these aren't romantic seafaring songs. They come off as seemingly mundane observations. From the CD, The Wind and the Swell is called Birds Fly By.
I've been thinking of love.
the music of Port O'Brien. Their CD's called The Wind and the Swell, and you just heard the song called Birds Fly By. You're connected to NPR's All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. A few notes of interest. We have a concert of Lou Reed performing at the Paramount Theater. I saw him at the 930 Clubs a few nights before this concert, and he played a great set. His guitar playing was so lyrical and powerful. The way it all interweaved with the guitars of Steve Hunter and Mike Rathke was just amazing. And Lou's voice was so good. Give a listen to a set that includes songs from his Velvet Underground days and selections from the past 40 years of Lou Reed's solo records. Coming up next week on All Songs Considered, T-Bone Burnett, the great producer of film soundtracks such as Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, The Big Lebowski, and more recently, Across the Universe, plays DJ for us. That's T-Bone Burnett on next week's All Songs Considered. It's all part of a DJ series that includes Tom York of Radiohead, Colin Molloy from The Decemberists, Connor Oberst of Bright Eyes, M. Ward, and many more. You can find them all at npr.org/allsongs. I like this next CD by the Bowerbirds. They're an acoustic band from North Carolina. You can hear accordion and banjo, violin and guitar, and a big bass drum. The CD isn't new. It came out in the summer of 2007, but it's being reissued with a few more songs on a label called Dead Ocean Records. This song from the Bowerbirds CD, Hymns for a Dark Horse, is called Hooves.
Back to when I was born on a full moon, I nearly split my mama in two, and while she held me proud, I had the thought, well, there is no one more beautiful than you. Ah, ah, ah. And you're the kindling still that burns below my heart. And you're the hooves that the
Bowerbirds is the band. The song is called Hooves from a CD called Hymns for a Dark Horse. Marty Anderson is a visual artist and as a musician records under the name OK. Like so many other artists these days, Marty records at home. And if it weren't for today's technology, Marty Anderson might not be recording at all. He has Crohn's disease, and that keeps him close to home, playing only an occasional performance. He's planning a virtual tour of his visual work and music by videotaping performances and sending them and his artwork to various galleries. Each performance will be tailored for the space they're sent to. Give a listen to this opening cut from OK's CD called Huggable Dust. The song is called My.
cloud. More than the rain, more than I could say. It's my heart you got. More than the sea, more than up to me. It's my heart you got. More than alone, more than on your own. It's my heart you got. It's my heart you got. It's my heart.
Huggable Dust is the name of the CD, and OK is the moniker for Marty Anderson, a Bay Area musician with a new CD on Absolutely Kosher Records. I was attracted by the honesty and the humor in a song by Amber Rubarth. Now, there are an awful lot of songs about relationships gone wrong, maybe half the canon of rock and folk music. But this one had charm and a story that drew me in. The title is appropriate. It's called You Will Love This Song.
Always loved the colors and the details, so here's mine. I snuck out down a dark 17th Street late last night. I took my little orange book lamp and the notebook with the stars on the front, the sleeping bag that my ex gave to me to keep me warm, and a black fountain pen to write the words that it was too late to say out loud. And my eyes turned green like they do when I'm crying. And my heart, it went to blue, 'cause you told me that I might not be what you need. You wanna try more out, but you're the only thing I can't stop thinking about. Worse than that. So do you love it when all the words in a song move really fast and your ears have to choose just one little phrase to hold on to? And you love when all the chords are really simple so you can play it on the guitar, and then when it goes to funny one at the end, you like that too. So I'll build you a song, and I know you're gonna love it, 'cause I'm putting in all the pieces that you said you wanted in it. And I'm writing it here in my room in just my underwear and an orange t-shirt, 'cause I know that you'd think that was hot. Yeah, hot like that day that you called sick for work, because we'd stayed fell, and you took video of me holding it up by the newly painted blue motel. And you said, I like you a lot. And I thought, well, this couldn't get much better. So happy you met me when you did, because you were starting to think you didn't like people. And you told me that when I moved out that I could still stay in your room for weeks. But now I'm wondering if I imagined it or if it was ever really there, because they say even in magic nothing truly disappears. It just gets stuffed up somebody's sleeve or behind their hand or on top of their head. You forgot to keep your eye on it. You're looking down instead. So now I'm the fool up on stage at the magic show, searching the deck for my card while everyone laughs because they know that it's in plain sight to see. Yeah, it's stuck on your forehead, but I can't think you're mean, 'cause I volunteered to be misled. Yeah, 'cause I like you a lot, but I don't know what to do with it now. And I like you a lot, but I didn't think it hurt this bad. And I like you a lot, and you both know that it's worse than that.
Amber Rubarth is the singer, and the CD's called New Green Lines. We like to bring some surprises to the show, bands you likely haven't heard before. This week's unusual because I and All Songs producer Robin Hilton hadn't heard of any of the bands on today's show. That's more often true with our other show we put together called Second Stage. Second Stage is where we showcase new bands, often on small labels or unsigned, that may never otherwise be heard. There's a podcast of Second Stage, and you can hear it online and find it at npr.org/allsongs. Try Me Bicycle is a trio from Phoenix, Arizona, and they were on Second Stage. Their album's called Voicings. Try Me Bicycle makes reflective music with simple guitar and piano lines. Their harmonies are the real standout. From Try Me Bicycle and their album Voicings, this song is called Big Small.
Of a screaming hum and dusty gnomes of a body nun. The big small unrelenting in my process, the brick wall I hit on my way to change can pay more of me and more me deranged. And stand up, Caesar, stabbed in the back and from your hand. Forever to find a broken man. Perhaps someday I'll start getting it right. Da 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 da. Veiled hills tumbling off to pacing. Bold thrills and questions of a natural kind. What great hands made of the atoms by. Revel in his progress, a poor man, and who knew a sprout. Stories of melted wings to write about. In the rise and fall, the big small will figure it out.
I'm Bob Boylan with just a note about our blog. All Songs Considered has a blog, and you can go and check out. What we're trying to do next is to figure out what is the sound of this generation. We know the sound of generation from the 60s. You can hear it in Dylan. You can hear it in the Beatles. In the 70s, you can hear the Talking Heads, and you can hear the Clash. But what is the sound of this generation? Go to our blog and post at the top of June. Blogger and musician Carrie Brownstein and Stephen Thompson from Song of the Day will all get together and we'll talk about the things that you wrote on the blog that define the generation, and we'll do a whole show about music of this generation. So go right at the All Songs blog. You can go to npr.org/allsongs, and on that little record label thing, there's a little word. It said blogs. Just click that and you'll find the All Songs Considered blog. We also are on Twitter or on Facebook, so join us there. For NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered.